All right, well.
Thank you, Ben Shulman, Christopher. Hello, Mr. Barker. That was fun.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going? That was fun.
Homers are awesome. Good.
Homers are great. Homers are great. Base running faux pas that turn into lucky breaks. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. This is like two completely separate games. I mean, I texted you in the first inning, as I've done for the past 2 weeks, and said it's over. And I think most people would probably be on board with me. 6-0 after six innings. But then all of a sudden, Kevin, back-to-back home runs by the Blue Jays. Dalton Varsho gets a home run. Anthony Santander, I'm going to say that might be, for a variety of reasons, so far the most important home hit of the year for the Blue Jays, because I think Jays fans needed to see. I mean, they've heard about the slow starts.
Yep.
They needed to see Anthony Santander do damage, and he did maximum damage, a three-run home run, and then the Jays win it in extra innings. The numbers to call, as always, 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590, 590-590 is a text line. The Jays finished the first month of the season, two games under 500 at 14-16. I'm okay with that. I know you're looking at me like I got nine heads. I'm okay with that. 14-16, given where the AL East is, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I want to know about the callers. I want to know about the texters. Do you feel, or I should say, how do you feel after this first month? 14-16 capped off with a really nice home win over the Boston Red Sox. Lots to get to. Kevin, I just want to start with that last inning because Chris LaRue said something interesting. I mean, I get why Alex Cora would intentionally walk George Springer with that count.
Yeah.
I kind of get why he'd intentionally walk Dalton Varsho. I know what he's thinking of, but Chris LaRue made an interesting point. When you load the bases in extra innings,
yeah,
and you've got the infield, you're basically forcing your pitcher. I mean, for it to work, he's got to throw a strike. He's got to throw a strike, get the ball in play. That's what you're playing for. So put me in the mind of Alejandro Kirk in that situation. Is it just simply I'm looking for a pitch I can drive? That's it?
Absolutely.
It's as simple
absolutely.
As that?
Yeah, I think so, right? I think he's gaining some momentum after his last at-bat, you know, where he took the changeup and hit it to the moon. Like, that's what you're supposed to do with a bad pitch at that velocity and the location that it was at. When you get a little momentum, right, you get yourself in a hitter's count. Didn't look to me like Dave was cheating to get to the fastball. Like, normally, mm-hmm. you know, it looked to me like he was opening up a little too quick, right, trying to get the barrel in the zone a little too quick, right? It just looked to me like he was a half a second later, which let the ball travel a little bit, which allowed him just to see it a tick longer and allowed him to force it in the zone, right? Just trying to get in the middle of the zone, whether it's middle down, whether it's middle, whether it's middle up. That cutter was 2-1, middle up, and you're just trying to meet it out front. You meet it out front, it gives you a better chance to get it in the air, and that's exactly what happened. So, yeah, I mean, it was a really good at-bat for a guy who, you know, had his struggles trying to figure out basically who he's been offensively the last couple of years. And it's good to see him hit mistakes. That was a mistake. That's mm-hmm. a mistake. A big leaguer that plays every day should be hitting very hard and have some production out of it. So tip your hat to him. He got himself in a good hitter's count. It was his day. I mean, they were talking about it on telecast, right? You have your bobblehead day. You know, it's a good time for you to get a couple big hits. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it certainly didn't start out that way. It was an awfully sloppy first inning from Yariel Rodriguez. A balk was called. I will be interested in hearing what happened there. I mean, Alejandro Kirk clearly walked out, basically walked over the plate. I guess mm-hmm. he was trying to call timeout. I don't know what it is. But, boy, he and Yariel Rodriguez had just a brutal first inning.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Jays won 7-6.
They
hit homers and they had stuff. They really did have stuff go their way. We've got to give a shout out as well to Jeff Hoffman, Kevin. I know whenever we watch Jeff Hoffman pitch when we're watching on TV together, you always say to me, that's how it's supposed to look. I'm freezing Rafael Devers at second base in the 10th inning. you know, we're talking about Bregman, Story, and Abreu. That those are two guys who have been really good hitters this year. And Trevor Story, he's hitting 271. He's got five bombs. He's probably not the Trevor Story we've seen in recent years.
Yeah.
But, man, oh, man, that is two innings from Jeff Hoffman. And it just speaks to how elite this bullpen is. Like, if you score runs, you should be able to win games late with this team if you score runs.
Yeah, I mean, other than Chad Green, right, when he walks Casas, I mean, Casas, if you make a decent pitch, you don't have to make a great pitch to get himself out. I mean, that's sort of a no-no. And then the 2-1 fastball, I mean, that's a good pitcher's pitch. That's better hitting, but I think it's more about the walk that he gave up before the homer. Little's been great, right? I mean, did we expect him having the swing and miss that he's had the swing and miss on with the knuckle curve? I mean, that's a weapon. Righties have a tough time picking it up. You know, he's almost effectively wild. It's just like, what's my game plan? How do I look? Where do I look? What pitch do I look for? He's got a little deception when the ball's coming out of the glove. It looks to me like the short arms a little bit. They're having a tough time picking it up. Jimmy Garcia, I mean, he just gets the ball. He goes out. He dominates. I mean, what can you say about that guy? And you mentioned Hoffman. I mean, it's the fastball location for me. I know, you know, a lot of it gets the slider's getting run because of what Bryce Harper's been saying about that pitch and the split finger. But for me, it's about the fastball command. If he needs to throw it up and have it be a tough take, he'll throw it up. If he needs to throw it away to a righty or a lefty, he'll do that. If he needs to attack in, his fastball is very tough takes. And when they're very tough takes because of the velocity, now he can get away with throwing a Bregman slider elevated because of that reason. So, yeah, I mean, the bullpen's exactly, I think, exactly the way they wanted to draw it up. Just get him to lead a bunch of times. And, again, look, you saw Tony Taters turning 99 around and hitting that thing to center when Vladdy, you know, went all airborne at third base. I mean, that's a good sign too,
yeah.
Right? I mean, he hit a mistake with the changeup. He hit that exactly where he was supposed to go. And then he took 99 that was up and away, which all year we've not seen him even close to that.
No.
And all of a sudden.
Slow starter, man.
Like, yeah, I mean, that timing. Maybe
what
there's
did I
something
tell
to
you?
That. Yeah, there's something to
maybe,
that, right? Guy,
you know.
Guy with big swing, little out and around, takes a little bit of time, a few at-bats to get all that in line. So hopefully maybe, this is a stepping stone. Like this
yeah.
is – maybe the season today started today.
It There is. Blue look, I'm, it, you know, I, yeah, I don't – I'm not a big believer in saying that, but – in this case, you know what? In this case, it kind of feels like it. Like it, there was something different about this win tonight than we've seen.
Well, they started 12-8. They'd lost 8 of 9.
Right.
You know, they got whipped yesterday.
And
they
was,
were getting whipped.
And we
you
talked
know,
about
6-0.
Yeah, and there was not much going on. Like there
no.
literally was not much.
No.
Not much going on. Lucas Giolito, I wanted to ask you about that. What did you see in the sixth inning? You know, he gets two outs. Walks George Springer, then Varsho homers, and then Alejandro Kirk homers. What?
Yeah,
were you, little, were you a little surprised? Were you a little surprised Alex Cora let him go an extra inning?
Not really. I mean,
okay.
I think he looked to me like he wasn't laboring through any times he was pitching. He just made bad pitches with the changeup. I mean, actually, the changeup that he threw to Dalton was not a bad pitch. It was more of, I think, just a little bit up. If it's down, he probably gets the result he wants. I like Dalton's two-strike approach. He's got three swings. He's going to use that fluidity with that lower half three times. Like, I love that. He don't need a two-strike approach. You don't need that stride separating, trying to put balls in play. Trying to beat the guy to the spot, do damage. You get a pitch that's a little up. You can out and around that thing. You get it in the air. Create a little backspin because he is trying to chop wood with it. So, yeah, I mean, for the sixth inning, for me, it was just location, right? Can't throw changeups down the middle, you know, to dudes with a little slower bats. You know, Kirky, again, give him credit. When he got a good pitch in a count that he's supposed to be looking for a good pitch, he put his A-swing on it and great things happened. So, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where I'm sure if they had it back, they might pitch sequence a little different. They might throw some different pitches and different counts to different kinds of hitters. But, again, tip your hat to the Jays. Like, they took advantage of some bad pitches.
What went through your mind when you saw Vladdy take off?
I think that's exactly what you have to do when you're not scoring runs, you're trying to gain momentum. He's their best player. you know, if anybody can do it, it's him. Like, yep. I think that's sort of, for me anyway, if not now, when? Like, yep. Again, like, it's just, you know, the gloves need to come off now. Like, you know, take some chances. Hopefully, you know, you start seeing some better competitive at-bats. You start seeing the balls in the air hit a little bit harder, going places that they should go. Jeff, I've been telling you this for a week now. They can slug. It's about what they've been swinging at, man. If they get better pitches and hunt the middle of the plate, they'll start slugging more. If they don't, they'll look like a college team. And I just think, you know, the last couple of days, maybe we're starting to see that a little bit. Hopefully, you know, from the sixth inning on, we'll continue to see this. And maybe Tony Taters is starting to get his mojo back. He gets it back, everything else will fall in place. Because it does look like Bo and Vladdy just seems like they want to go to the plate. And that always ain't the case. And when you got them two dudes can't wait to go and to hit, then everybody else is like, man, look at our best two players trying to do that. Now we want to go up and do it.
Tim in Scarborough, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
First of all, Jeff, I was listening to you this afternoon. You had a feeling in your bones, and it came true. That was amazing.
Yeah, don't count on that happening a great deal. But
no, I know,
appreciate
but
the compliment.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask Kevin – so I listen to the show a lot, and sometimes you're on with Caleb Joseph, and you guys see the same things in hitting. I'm just curious, do any of the Jays coaches, like, do you talk to them at all about that?
That's a good call, and thanks for giving Jeff a compliment, because it doesn't happen often. I think a lot of this is, you got to remember, too, early in the season, they understand what the guys around them are not doing well. You know, you start pressing a little bit more. You start gripping the bat a little tighter. You know, you start swinging from places that you normally don't swing from instead of just trying to be as short and quick as you possibly can to the ball and getting a decent pitch to hit. And I think, for me anyway, that's probably the biggest thing that they need to make that adjustment with. But, you know, let's be honest, Jeff, the last year and some change, offensively, they haven't been a good team. You know, whether it's talent or not, just hasn't been showing up. And to the caller's point, I think that is sort of why everybody is going, you know, the big three get hot. Everybody else, you know, hopefully is just going up and being themselves. And like John said, it could be 9-1 and not 1 or 2-1, which will be hard for them to win baseball games. So, again, hitting is a lot of confidence. You know, it's about 90% of that. If you believe you can hit, a lot of the times you'll go up and be productive. If you don't believe, like Jimenez right now, for me, looks lost. Looks like you don't believe, you know. And that's sort of sometimes you get in those ruts, and you got to try and get yourself out of it. So hopefully the main guys are having better at-bats. Getting Kirky hot for, say, a week at a time would be a huge boost for the bottom of that order. Hopefully it's taking place. Hopefully we're seeing it right in front of our eyes.
7-6, the Blue Jays walked off the Boston Red Sox tonight at the Rogers Center. They get a chance to win the series tomorrow with Jose Berrios on the mound and Tanner Houck on the mound for the Boston Red Sox. It'll be a 7:07 first pitch right here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and Sportsnet. 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, star 590, 590, 590 is the text line. If you've got some thoughts on the first month of the season, Aaron from Whitby via the text line calls it a refreshing win right when we needed it. With the Jays being only 2 games back of 500, I'm okay where we are at the end of the first month of ball.
Wow.
There you go. Angus from London. See, Kevin, no need to panic. Tony Taters and Kirky must have been listening to B&B earlier today. I mean, they do listen to it in the clubhouse, but I don't.
Quite a bit.
Know if
yeah, look here. Before you keep going, the record when they started 12-8, did you think that maybe they could go, you know, win 16, 17, 18 games? I did. I think that's the point.
Yeah, I stick with my original. I stick with my original approach. I'm just 14-16. I'm okay with that.
Okay, let's see how
obviously
looks 3 or 4 days in a row.
Yeah, obviously 17-13 or whatever would be better. I mean, obviously it would be better, but I'm okay with the first month. You know, and I'm okay with the first month because to me a lot I seeing this type of a game reinforces, and we need to see this reinforced every now and then. It reinforced the fact that these guys have not forgotten how to hit. Now, I know they hadn't forgotten how to hit, but it's nice every now and then to see evidence of it, especially with this fan base. Because, you know, this fan base right now, they're quick to turn on this team. You know,
it's an ugly watch sometimes. Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
Be honest.
So I think it's important. You got the Red Sox and you got a nice crowd on a midweek. And, you know, your big offseason signing cranks one. And, you know, Dalton Varsho in his second game back hits one. So, yeah, it looked in the final three innings of this game the way this team is supposed to look. And that, I think, is something to hang your hat on.
I think they need to get better at hitting fastballs. They do that. They can string together four or five games offensively looking like they've been there and done it before. They do that. Then you cook them with gravy. You can gain some momentum, get your mojo back, and show up and start thumping the way you can thump. We've talked about this. The American League East ain't what it used to be. The American League as a whole ain't what it used to be. It'd be a real good time for some dudes in that lineup to be a little bit more competitive, starting to get better pitches to hit and doing some things because of what your pen looks like. I mean, you got to think the big three in the rotation is going to keep you in it, keep you around. The bullpen, at least the back end, is borderline elite on occasion. You think if you can string together some hits and learn how to hit a heater consistently, now you got a chance. So hopefully they do that. You know, I don't want to get too excited about tonight. But, boy, it was a lot of fun seeing Tony Taters take 99 and flip that thing as hard as he could to center. That's nice.
416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, *590, 590-590 via the text line. Give us a call if you're stuck in traffic, you're on your way home from the game. 7-6, the Blue Jays have walked off the Boston Red Sox. Probably the best night of baseball in Toronto so far this season. We'll take a break, come back, and look around the American League East, the out-of-town scoreboard, the Yankees and Orioles. They cleared the dugouts tonight. There you go. Yes, American League East. American League East heating up a little bit. We'll take a break and be back with more Blue Jays talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
That was really good, man. I'm so impressed and proud of the way that they came back. It's obvious we're grinding. You know, you get down six and it's easy to just fold. And they did the exact opposite. So that one, you know, there's so many things that happened. I'm sure we'll get into it. But just overall, really, really proud of the guys.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider. He has the right to be proud. And he has the right to be happy for the first time in a couple of weeks. The Jays 7-6 winners over the Boston Red Sox. It's always good. Always good to walk off the Red Sox. There is a it's good for the soul. I think to walk off the rest.
Feels good, huh?
Yeah, it does. 416-870-0590, *590, 888-666-0590. 590-590 is a text line. You know what else feels good, Kevin?
Let's hear it.
The Bet365 standings update. With Bet365, you can watch thousands of live games, build your own bet, and you can even make a bet while the game's still being played. It'd be interesting to see what kind of bets were made when the Jays were down 6. Anyhow, 19 plus, play responsibly, Ontario only. The American League East. Well, not only did the Jays walk off the Red Sox tonight, but, the Baltimore Orioles beat the Yankees, and it is only April 30th. They've already cleared the dugouts in the American League East, so well done. That's always nice to see. It was kind of weak. Heston Kjerstad slid into second base, and he got tangled up with Pablo Reyes. And, I mean, it was really, as the soccer people would say, there were a lot of handbags, a lot of guys running out and kind of, you know, anyhow,
soccer people know, yes.
Yeah, that's true. But anyhow, the dugouts cleared. It didn't matter. The Orioles went on to beat the Red Sox 5-4. Kansas City beat Tampa Bay 3-0 tonight. And I believe the Royals ran out a rookie pitcher who had a no hitter going. Right? I'm just trying to see. Did it finish a no hitter?
No.
No. No. Right. But they got good pitching from Noah Cameron, and the Royals went on to beat the Rays 3-0. So that means, as we take a look at the standings in the American League East, as he calls up the standings. The Yankees are 18-13. The Red Sox are 17-15. That's what Barker... 18-13. Isn't that what... 18-13 is what you wanted the Jays to be. Absolutely. Anyhow, the Yankees are 18-13. Red Sox 17-15. The Rays are 14-16. The Jays are also 14-16. And Baltimore... Baltimore is 12-18 with that win. They are 3-7 in their last 10. The Jays are 2-8 in their last 10 games. And there you are. Kevin, before you go back to the phone lines, you made an interesting point about that seventh inning. And obviously Anthony Santander's home run, the big hit. But you talked about Vladimir Guerrero's single in front of Tony Taters, which kept the inning alive and brought him to the plate.
Yeah, 119-mile-an-hour single. Also, too, because we, you know, are doing this show in a hockey country, and I think hockey fans would love this. David Popkins did get tossed in the fourth inning. They start doing all their scoring in the sixth inning.
After
think that had anything to
gone.
Do with it? Well, yeah, and, you know, it's like get the boys fired up. You know how many calls have we gotten on our show going, don't be afraid to get the boys fired up.
Yeah.
So let's blame David for this win.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
look, I think that's, you know, it takes a village sometimes to win. And with two outs, dude has to have a good at bat. You know, he didn't try to do too much, put his A swing on it. He hit the dickens out of that ball. I mean, 119 miles an hour, I'm not a khaki, but that sounds about as hard as you can get a single to left. So, you know, you got to do things, right, to get certain guys to the plate with certain amount of people on base. And when you do, it gives that guy a chance to be his best. And I don't think we should have forgotten that, right? You know, it was fun watching Vladdy go airborne at third and get hit in the backside. It's more fun to watch him get 119-mile-an-hour singles.
Speaking of that, John Schneider was asked about Vladdy's base running.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
In the 10th, when you saw Vlad tag there, like Rafael is obviously playing that a little bit nonchalantly. Like, what did you see? What's your thought as he takes off?
It's the right play, you know, with nobody out. We were kind of screaming at him to go back and tag initially. I think he kind of wandered a little bit, and he did the right thing. You know, Rafael can throw. We know that, but I think Vladdy did the right thing there, and I'm glad that his lower half is as big as it is. And I don't know if it hit that or his foot, but. Good genetics and a good bounce there. But it was the right base running play for sure.
Yeah, it certainly. And Kevin, you made this point. You know, the Jays, this is a day where the Jays' best hitters or the guys who have to be the best hitters contributed to a win. However, you know, by hook or by crook, however they do it, balls bouncing off their ass or their feet, whatever. It just feels good.
Yeah, I think seeing your best player slide into third, act like he acted right, getting all fired up and sort of doing that towards his dugout. Look, you know, sometimes it's eyewash, I think, in this case, just because of the way the Jays lineup has looked. I mean, basically it's been dead and missing in action for how long. And just to see your best player playing as hard as he was, right? I mean, he sort of misread the thing. He sort of forgot where he was at, where he should have been, where he was trying to get to. You know, I mean, it's better late than never, I guess, is the old saying. But I just think the whole situation, I said this, if not now, when, right? I mean, it's time for these guys to start looking like they belong, right? Do you want to compete in the East or not? It's up to you. I mean, I've said this. Stop blaming the manager. Stop blaming the coaches. Blame the players, right? It's up to the players to go out there and get it done. And tonight, I think for the first time, actually, they all did their part, at least the people that were supposed to be doing their part, and they got it done. And hopefully they can build off that because, again, it is a lot of confidence. Like, you just put your clothes on, going to your car a little differently. Like, that thing just slides on, boy, instead of you having to jump up and down to get it on. It's a bad feeling when you have to do that.
What are you talking about?
Well, whenever things go right, you're hitting, you're sliding, you're winning. You know,
clothes go on better?
Absolutely they do. No question. Shoes fit better. Socks put themselves on. It's great.
All right.
It's true.
There was kind of a funny moment in the game as well in the ninth inning when Aroldis Chapman came. And I mean, 103 from Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman comes in and throws 103 past Vladdy, and Vladdy just drops his bat and stares out at him, and Chapman stares back at him and takes a sort of a fake walk towards him, and then they both start laughing. There was a lot of really fun baseball after the seventh inning tonight.
When you win, it's fun. It's like John talking about that tagging up for Vladdy. You know, when you make it, it's the right play, right? Yeah. So you got to remember that too. They didn't beat themselves. The guys that were supposed to get good pitches to hit got them. And when they got them, they didn't miss them. I mean, it was dumb pitching. I mean, let's not lie. Some of the pitches that were thrown with those changeups are really not smart pitches. But give the hitters credit. When they got a bad pitch in the zone that they could do damage on, and I've said this to you, look down the middle. When in doubt, look down the middle. You do that, it gives you a better chance to get off your A swing more times than not. And we saw that from key dudes that are going to have to carry this team to where they're ultimately going to end up. And, you know, everybody doing their part, which is kind of nice. And then the bullpen took over, and the bullpen was a lot better looking today than it has been in the last, year? I mean, last year it was atrocious. This year it's not. So hopefully they can use the bullpen to its fullest because they're scoring lots of runs and they're winning come the sixth inning.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of news about the bullpen as well. Eric Swanson is coming into Toronto. He felt some discomfort in his forearm in his rehab down in Florida. So
it's never good.
No, that's never good. But fingers crossed for Eric Swanson. Yeah. We talked about as good as the back end of this bullpen is, and how close we think it's being to truly elite. Getting him back would lengthen it even more. And I'm just watching some of the highlights replayed from the truck downstairs. I missed this originally, but man, Anthony Santander hits that home run, that entire dugout erupted. Like Jose Barrios jumped out. He's practically halfway out towards third base when Santander's coming home. So yeah, you see things like that you just realize. You realize how important that hit is for this clubhouse. And
can see Budzinski, the first base coach, pointing at the first base bag to make sure Tony touched it. It's almost like he's never touched it before after hitting the homer, right? His helmet's flying off. Like, it's just like
– attention to details. Attention to details.
It's a bunch of grown men playing a kid's game who haven't been doing a very good job at it. You know, they've had, you know, four really good innings. Something to build off of again. A lot of this is confidence. Hopefully they build off of it and they have a lot more fun going forward.
Tate and Port Perry said earlier today, you mentioned the VAR show catches the best highlight to date of the Blue Jays. After tonight, is that still the verdict? Nah, I'm not going to oversell the Anthony Santander home run, but given the circumstances, given that it was at home, given that it was against the Red Sox, given how the game started, lost eight to nine. That to me is, I'm willing. I don't like saying that this is the biggest win of the year, blah blah blah, et cetera, et cetera. But I will say I think that was so far the most significant hit of the year is what I would say, because
13.
It's what we need. It's what we've been waiting to see. Anthony Santander. Yeah, Bo hasn't hit a home run yet. Vladdy's numbers are down in terms of home runs. Yeah, you know all that stuff. We've been waiting to see Anthony Santander hit a blast, and you know. Maybe not decide the game, but certainly put the team in a position where they can win a game.
Yeah, with 13-17 would give Jeff Blair a whole different feeling in them guts. 14-16, you got all warm and fuzzy. Like, you know,
well,
you,
I don't say I'm all warm.
You're okay. Oh, I'm okay with that record. You know, we're right where we should be. Yeah, if they were 13-17, you'd be whistling a different tune. I guarantee you that.
You know me.
I do know you. That's why I'm saying that. I do know you.
I'm not panicking. By the way, I've got a Kirky bobblehead for you. Just want you to know. I know how close.
Did he sign it?
I'm going down right now, and I'm going to have him sign it, as a matter of fact.
My sister will love that.
It's going to say to Kev, thanks for being there for me, Kirky. Thanks for having my back, Kirky.
It's offensive season started today.
There'd be a lot of people happy. People are happy when Kirky's hitting bombs.
People are happy when they're winning. It's not lie.
Mm.
Okay.
Do we need to talk about Yariel Rodriguez?
Just what's his role? Like
Can I also ask this question? Were you a little surprised? This is a horrible second guess. Were you a little surprised that they brought Eric Lauer out and didn't start him? I mean, he's a lefty. You're facing Duran Devers right out the gate. You've got Willie or Brave in the lineup. I'm just wondering. Like, I understand. Yeah. I understand it was a bullpen day. I get all that, but you know, I just wonder. It's like, I think we'd found a role for Yariel Rodriguez that if we weren't comfortable with it, at least it seemed as if, man, it was a way of keeping him away from the sharp objects.
Yeah.
And then putting him out in a game like this. I mean, you know, it seemed to undo a lot of the whatever good had been done this year.
You know what his role is? Pitching. They're paying him to pitch in the big leagues. Whether that's the first inning, the sixth inning, the ninth inning, the fourth inning, go out there and do your best. And it just seems like sometimes he's got deer in the headlights and he can't control what's about to roll down the mountain. Who sees innings sometimes like he gives us? Especially everybody tells me he's got all this stuff.
Well, I was going to say,
where's his stuff at?
I keep hearing he's got all this elite stuff and that it's in there. I mean, you know, this is not a 21-year-old kid. This is a guy who was here last year. This is a guy who's pitched some competitive leagues. So there you go. 7-6. The Blue Jays have walked off the Boston Red Sox. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Sydney and North Sydney, Nova Scotia. Crown is proud to be Canadian-owned and operated since 1986. So protect your vehicle from rust today at your local Crown Rust Control Center or visit crown.com. Crown, Canada's number one rust protection.